And now, James Gravel.
When discussing evil, pain, and suffering, unbelievers often employ an argument against God's existence that goes something like this. If God can prevent evil but will not, then He's not good. If He wants to prevent evil but cannot, then He's not all-powerful. If God wants to prevent evil, and if He can prevent evil, then why is there evil, pain, and suffering in the world today? The conclusion we are supposed to draw is that since evil, pain, and suffering do exist, then God does not. For the unbeliever, suffering just is, which is to say that it is simply part of our purposeless existence. We live, we die, end of story. What should be the Christian's response to such thinking? How should we answer when we are asked how an infinitely good, all-powerful God can allow evil, pain, and suffering to exist? Don't such things automatically negate the benevolence of God and thereby nullify His very existence? No, they do not. Epicurus made a fatal error in including in his argument not one but two incorrect assumptions. First, he assumed that no good purpose could be served by the allowance of evil, pain, and suffering in the world. Secondly, he assumed that God must desire to prevent all evil, pain, and suffering. However, the Bible teaches us that both of those assumptions are wrong. Consider the following. The Bible says in 1 John 4:8 that God is love. Could anyone conceive of a truly loving God who created intelligent beings yet programmed them to slavishly serve Him without any personal willpower on their part? Hardly. Earthly parents who love their children give those children freedom of choice, just as God, who loves us, has given us freedom of choice. But where freedom of choice is permitted, the possibility exists that finite creatures like us will make wrong choices. And wrong choices, as each of us knows all too well, frequently result in adverse consequences. The truth is that finite beings who have been endowed with personal willpower must be allowed to suffer the consequences of their wrong choices if they are ever to learn that good is to be valued over bad.